Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I'm your host. Thank you very much for pushing play on another episode today, and welcome to all the new subscribers. Guys, if you love this podcast, then please do share it with your colleagues, because it's my intention to be able to be of service to as many people as I possibly can. And just while I've got your attention here, one of the ways that I'm doing that is I'm hosting a free masterclass this Saturday at 9 a.m. Melbourne time. It's going to be recorded, but it's all about how you can attract referrals and get a steady stream of referrals happening for your private practice. The masterclass is online via Zoom, and it's going to go for about an hour. I appreciate your time is precious. If I can do it in less than an hour, that would be my goal, absolutely. And there's also a beautiful workbook that I've put together to support you in creating a referral stream for your private practice. So you're going to leave that training with action items and a plan that you can put in place almost immediately and start to see results. So I would really love that for you. I will put the link in the show notes, so feel free to jump in there and go and have a look. And if you want to register, I would love, 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 love to have you there. So what I want to talk with you about today is, you know, what it can feel like when you want to make that transition from paid employment or employment with, maybe you're working as a subcontractor and you want to leave the people you're subcontracting to, and you want to go and start entirely your very own business. But something gets in the way, doesn't it? And that thing is usually fear. And I can remember very clearly what it's been like for me in the past as well to leave people that I was contracted to work with as part of my private practice. And I think it's really hard, especially when you're working with people that you really feel a very strong connection to. And I think as women in private practice, this can happen to us a fair bit. You know, it's that balancing act, isn't it, between really valuing the people that you work with and caring about them and socializing with them. Maybe if you're one of those, if you're connected with one of those practices that loves to do the dinners and the hiking on the weekends, and you're all very tight-knit, sometimes those professional boundaries get blurred, I think. And it's in that blurring that can sometimes make it very difficult for you to take that step away from where you are so that you can go and create something of your own. And there are all sorts of things that you can experience when you first start thinking of this. So, like, you know, the cycle of change. You're not even thinking about it, and then you start thinking about it. And I believe that once that seed has been planted, it's very hard to let it go, because, as you know, attention grows where energy flows. And so the more you start thinking about it, the more you're going to feel compelled to take action on that idea. And you're going to start thinking more and more about what would setting up a practice look like, and what would I really love to achieve with that, and who do I want to work with, and wow, if I had my own practice, I wouldn't do it like this, I would do it like that, you know. And all of this starts to become very dominant in the forefront of your mind. It's a beautiful thing to daydream about, isn't it? And you know what? Some of us will just continue to daydream about it because we have that fear paralysis where we think we just can't, we're not good enough. And so it always just remains a dream. Though there are others of us that say, well, I'm going to feel the fear and do it anyway. And I think that's really, 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 really such a powerful place to be in. And I want to honor you for being in that space, because it shows that you're evolving, and it shows that the way that you want to work is evolving, and it's showing that your awareness of self is evolving. And with all of that evolving that's happening, of course you're going to grow out of where you currently are and into something that's a better fit for you moving forward. So there are, of course, some spiritual processes that you can put in place to support you through, you know, maybe the anticipation or the fear. And there are also some practical things. So, you know, just thinking about it now off the top of my head, I'm thinking about how I remembered feeling before I gave notice to one of the places I was contracting to. And, you know, I felt sick about it. It wasn't a quick decision. It was something that I'd been thinking about for a long time, maybe 2 or 3 months. And I was feeling overwhelmed at the thought of leaving. And I was feeling overwhelmed by the caseload that I had at the time. I was feeling overwhelmed by all the admin that I was doing, and I was very disillusioned that, you know, I was in this role to support people, but I wasn't doing as much of the direct client face-to-face work, because the role that I was in, I was doing assessments for Social Security's Appeals Tribunal for people who had been assessed in a job capacity assessment, and they'd been appealing the outcome of that decision. So I was involved in doing assessments and report writing for the tribunal and stuff like that. And so I wasn't really getting as much therapeutic work as I wanted and all of that sort of jazz. And so I was starting to feel more and more, you know, aware. And with that awareness came a sense of, you know, I guess maybe stress, or, yeah, just that feeling of this isn't the right fit for me anymore. It became harder and harder to go. And I think too, other feelings that came up were around avoidance and resistance, and those feelings manifest in all sorts of different ways, don't they? Like, I don't know, little things like how you get to work, how you get home from work, how you operate during the day, how you feel about the day. They all come into play when you're in that sort of place, you know, and at the same time thinking about, well, how am I going to take this fully to the next level, and what do I really want that to look like, and feeling so much pressure because you don't have time to really think about it because you're so busy with this other work. So I get it. And I guess too, one of the things that I experienced and that I support other women with now is looking at the limiting beliefs we all hold around change, and looking at the limiting beliefs we hold around what it means to stay, what it means to go, what it means to start, what it means to be successful, what it means to fail. You know, there's one lady that I work with, and for the longest time she had had a big goal for her private practice, but she'd always come so close to achieving it but never quite got there. And it was through looking at some of her beliefs that we were able to reveal and discover that she actually had a bit of a fear of success. She was worried that if she took her practice in the direction she'd been conditioned to think it should be, like have multiple sites, you know, multiple offices in multiple states with multiple staff and all of that sort of stuff, she'd been conditioned and programmed through her exposure to other professionals that this is what you're meant to do. So she was feeling like, okay, then I can do that, and this is what I'm meant to do as well. But there was something on the inside that was resisting that, that was avoiding that for her. And it turned out that she really just wanted to simplify her practice in the end. She didn't want the complexities of managing multiple staff. She didn't want to wear different hats with people. She didn't want to be the boss and supervising them for the practice, and, you know, performance managing and doing this, that, and the other. She just wanted to be more, I guess, yeah, just stripped back, bare, simple, just 20 to 25 clients a week in a day of admin. That was really all she wanted. And so she had to really work through releasing the idea that, you know, all private practice owners should be working towards having multiple offices and things like that. And, you know, need to be the, you know, understanding her definition of what a successful private practice looked like also required her to rewrite that definition for herself, because she also picked up other people's definitions, and she was now trying to embody that, and it wasn't aligned with her definition, and so she was feeling stressed and confused and not good enough and all of that sort of stuff, when the whole thing was, it was just out of alignment with how she wanted to practice. That's all. And so there are lots of different things to consider when you want to step into a private practice. And for that reason, I think if you're in a situation now where you're thinking about leaving and you want to start your own thing, that's awesome. And that's amazing. And there are so many people and so many groups and so many places you can go to access support. You know, your supervisor, your mentor, your coach, all these online groups on social media, very supportive. You need to find somebody that you connect with, obviously. But I think in more practical terms, you want to choose a day or a date and start mapping things out so that when it does come time for you to leave, your finances are sorted out, your referrals are sorted out, your diary is sorted out, your website is sorted out. You know, you don't want to leave and then start doing all of this stuff. There's got to be a bit of an overlap for 2 or 3 months of you tying things up with your current employer or whoever you're contracting to and starting the new thing, so that when you are finished with that employer, you just easily transition into a practice that you've kind of already set up. You're not scrambling. You're moving into a practice that's already got appointments in the diary. Okay, that would be ideally the way that you want to do it. But of course, to get appointments in the diary, you need to do the work. It's not enough to watch the training and do the workbooks and then not actually implement anything. And you know what, you can go and register with all of these sites that are going to help you get referrals, but they're not the only way that you're going to get referrals. If you're shy of the phone, this is a problem, and you need support in overcoming that fear of the phone or fear of what somebody might say to you on the phone, because you know, you're a business owner now. And so you need to behave like a business owner and think like a business owner, act like a business owner. And part of that is dealing with stuff. You need to also not be afraid of going and meeting with people and introducing yourself. And there are so many ways of doing that. And I have a way that I teach my clients of doing that, that's really soul aligned and that feels really, really comfortable. But you can be exposed to all of these tools and all of these strategies, but if you don't go and use them, then you will have left your job and you will have started a private practice and not have very many clients filling your diary. And then you're going to be saying, see, I told you I wasn't good enough. I'm no good at private practice. Why isn't this working for me? So if you find that you have been given tools, guidance, resources, all around things like how to get referrals or market the practice, and you're not using them, take that as a little sign that maybe there's deeper work that needs to be done. And nobody's going to know what that deeper work is until you put your hand up and you say, hey, I think I need some help because I'm sensing some resistance and some avoidance to this. I know what I need to be doing, but I've been avoiding it and resisting it, and I'm not sure why, and I need some help. That's all you need to do. And then that help will come to you, all right? I'll help you. It's not a problem. I also have a group for counselors who are starting or in private practice already. It's not for psychologists or social workers, this one. It's called Australian Counselors in Private Practice. And it's just your space, free of the other disciplines, where you can come and, you know, exhale and just focus on building the private practice. If you're in psychology and social work and counseling, and you want to take all of this deeper, then come and join the private practice membership, because you have access there to 14 learning units full of all the content you could ever need to start the private practice and get it going and get some momentum. The other thing, as I said at the start, is I've got for those of you who are thinking of leaving, I think it'd be really helpful for you to come along to the masterclass on Saturday morning and get some guidance there around how to get referrals. Because, well, the rule of thumb for generating referrals for a private practice is it usually takes around 90 days. But I feel like you can absolutely get this happening much more quickly for you. You can absolutely manifest clients more quickly. It's just really around, you need to understand how, and a part of that really just comes back to balancing that masculine and the feminine energy, of course, and looking at the limiting beliefs and just finding a way to allow yourself to receive. And to get into that receiving space, you need to get out of the doing. Okay, you need to drop out of your head and back down into your soul or your heart space or your higher self or your inner guidance or whatever it is, that type of energy. You need to connect back in with that, and that's when everything's going to flow to you. So I think too, remembering your intention also helps manage that fear around taking that next step and telling an employer that you want to resign or that you want to leave. Anchoring into your intention helps you stay focused and becomes a really, really powerful North Star for you. Because again, it takes you out of your head and anchors you back down into your purpose, back down into your big why. And that's really, really, really just so valuable and so helpful. And the other thing too is, I think sometimes we worry about upsetting other people or them being disappointed with us leaving them in the lurch. You know, all those sorts of emotions can come up for us. And one of the ways to approach a conversation with somebody that you want to, you know, in inverted commas, break up with, because it's a relationship that's, you know, dissolving or changing or morphing or whatever you want to call it, is to really lead with gratitude and find a way to lead with gratitude. And a way that you could do that might be to spend some time before the meeting journaling about all the things that you're grateful to that employer for, you know, and maybe list out even as many as you can. And when you can't think of any more, find another three. And you want to put yourself in the vibration of gratitude before you go and tell an employer that, you know, you're going to be moving on, because it's just going to change the whole vibe of that meeting. Yeah, that's very different energy to you going in there feeling guilty and ashamed, because guess what? You're going to get back what you put out. So if you're going in there feeling guilty, ashamed, embarrassed, like you're letting them down, they're going to feed that back to you more likely than not. So if you can go in there from a space of genuine gratitude, genuine appreciation for the lessons you've learned there, for the growth you've achieved there, for the experience you've accumulated there, for the relationships that you developed there, for the beautiful clients that you got to work with there, for the clarity that you achieved there around what you do want in terms of the way you want to work, as well as what you don't, you know. So coming into conversations in that genuine place will really, really, really help both parties have a more pleasing outcome, okay, to the conversation. But anyway, as I said, like, I go into this, of course, in more detail in the groups, and in both of those groups as well, the Australian Counsellors in Private Practice and the other group, the Private Practice Membership, each week I make myself available to anybody who wants to come along and have some coaching. In the counselling group, it happens every Wednesday at 12:15. In the other group for psychologists, counsellors and social workers, the paid group there, it happens every Monday at 12:15. And so anybody can come along to those meetings and have some coaching or have, you know, question and answer time with me. And yeah, it's totally coming from a place of love. I want to support you. I want to help you. And I want you to see what can be possible for you when you remove these self-imposed restrictions. Okay. So I will pop the I will pop the links for those things in the show notes for you. So feel free to come along and check them out. And if you have any questions about anything to do with private practice, you can also email me anytime. And I promise I read every single one of them and I will always reply. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. And yes, have a beautiful Wednesday, everybody. Bye.
Thank you
you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding, your processes, and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.